Time again now for our regular fortnightly RNIB Connect Voices Roundup here on RNIB Connect Radio. And I'm joined once again by Max Conway, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator. Hello, Max. How are you?
Doing very well, Toby. Thank you.
This week, we have opportunities for blind and partially sighted people to get involved in a focus group for See Sport Differently, share what makes you feel included at Christmas time, and an event all about eye care services. Max, we're going to start with those See Sport Differently focus groups.
Yes, so RNIB and British Blind Sport are collaborating on a wide-ranging project to improve access and take-up of sport for blind and partially sighted people. Part of the See Sport Differently programme is focused on improving the spectator experience at large sporting events for those living with sight loss.
So, Max, who can take part in these focus groups then?
So, if you're blind or partially sighted and have attended a sporting event such as football, rugby or cricket, or any others, at a stadium in the last 2 years, we want to hear from you.
And so, when are the focus groups taking place then?
We'll be holding 3 focus groups in September, where those selected will have the opportunity to tell us about their experiences of watching sport in a stadium.
And Max, what is the aim of the groups then?
The aim of the focus groups is to inform best practice guidance that we will create for clubs whose teams play in stadiums or large grounds. RNIB and British Blind Sport will share this guidance across the sports sector in 2023 with the aim of ensuring those living with sight loss have the best spectator experience possible. It is essential that what is produced is led by blind and partially sighted people.
So, Max, how can people take part in the focus groups?
If you'd like to register your interest in taking part in these focus groups, please email involvement@rnib.org.uk and we can send over the survey to fill in.
Now for that opportunity for people to share what makes them feel included around Christmas time.
So at RNIB, we know that everyone's experience of sight loss is different. So it's important to us that our communications and campaign activity authentically reflect the true experiences of blind and partially sighted adults, children and their families. So that's why we'd love to hear from you. Our upcoming Christmas fundraising campaign is about making sure all children feel included in the magic of Christmas by ensuring that they can receive a letter from Santa in their preferred format.
So, Max, what are you wanting to know from people about their experiences of Christmas?
So we really want to know what makes Christmas special for you and what makes you feel included or excluded during this time of year. This could be from your own personal experience or that of a family member.
And what will all this information be used for then, Max?
Your responses will help to inform the stories we share with our supporters and ensure that the campaign reflects the real experiences of the community we and our donor support.
And so how can people take part and share their experiences of Christmas?
So please email your responses to the 2 questions, which are what makes you feel included at Christmas and what can make you feel left out at Christmas, to amber.gerard-maxwell@rnib.org.uk. That is spelled amber.gerard-maxwell@rnib.org.uk.
Finally, we have an event around eye care services.
This is an exciting opportunity for blind and partially sighted people to have a chat with the RNIB and other service providers in and around your experiences of patient support, eye care, and the sight loss pathway. The pathway aims to better understand the experiences of sight loss and eye care services to ensure there is seamless support at the right time.
So, Max, when and where are these events then?
So we are offering an in-person conversation in the NCVO in London on Wednesday the 21st of September, and this will run from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m, with lunch provided at the end of the session. There will also be a virtual Microsoft Teams session on Thursday the 22nd of September, and this will run from 1 till 3 p.m.
So, Max, how can people sign up for these events then?
To sign up, please email involvement@rnib.org.uk for a copy of the form by 5 p.m. on Friday the 2nd of September 2022.
Max, if people would like to find out more about the items we just chatted about and other great Connect Voices opportunities, where can people go to find out more and get involved?
You can join our online Connect Voices group where we post our latest involvement opportunities. These are both with the RNIB and external opportunities. All you have to do is email involvement@rnib.org.uk for more information. If you're already on Facebook, just search RNIB Connect Voices and click join. You can also find certain opportunities on a web page. However, as this web page is unable to be updated until September, these opportunities may not be open anymore. You can, of course, catch our fortnightly roundup on the Daily Connect show, with the next show airing on the 14th of September. You can catch up on all our involvement roundups by searching for RNIB Connect Voices on your preferred podcast player, such as Spotify, or on a smart assistant device like Alexa. And you can also dial into our telephone information line on 0203 432 1488.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Max Conway, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator, for sharing some great Connect Voices opportunities with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Cheers, Toby.